Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition. Intimate Moments on 657 AM. www.radiopulpit.co.za, as well as on DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. This is the show. This is your show where we talk. This is the show where we play fantastic music, you know, as well. And we also encourage each other in the Lord, knowing that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, being washed by the blood, being loved by the Lord before the foundation of the world. And we so grateful that in our walk with Jesus, the Paraclete, this is the Greek word for the Holy Spirit. Someone who walks alongside with us. That is the Holy Spirit. And no doubt about it, when we lift up our hands to Him, the Holy Spirit intervenes into our very own life. I just want to start the show, my family, with a beautiful, beautiful song by Worship House by Amukela Kahle irisimu leringe ke Jesu Jesu. Good evening.
Inspiring lives with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
That's how we welcome the family on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Love this song. I hope you have enjoyed it. This is the only name that you and I have, the name of Jesus. Worship House, ki Jesu, Jesu. Now, the Paraclete helps us in our infirmities, because we really don't know what we are supposed to pray for as we ought. But yeah, not supernaturally so. He helps us. The Holy Spirit knows everything about each one of us. That's why He wants to be involved into our affairs. And He is constant in terms of leadership, whether consciously or unconsciously, yeah, nah. He leads and shows the direction. May we acknowledge Him in everything that we do, this great intercessor. And He makes intercession for us with the groanings that cannot be uttered. The Bible says so. My family, it is good to know that our hearts wants to connect with the Lord, connect with the Holy Spirit, connect with the Master always. And we can only do that. Loko mawo lokwetsima ari kona as the paraclete, as the comforter. Back to the music, my family, Tswane Gospel Choir, as we welcome the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, on your daily companion, Moya Wako.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Well, my family, it is such a great pleasure. On Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, on a Thursday evening, when we bring in the servant of the Lord, normally we start with songs of worship. Remember, when Paul and Silas were singing during the night, the other prisoners heard them. And they heard them because they were glorifying the Lord. The Bible talks about, you know, singing and praising the Lord. Moreover, tonight I'm not alone in the studio with the servant of the Lord, Itatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi. And I guess what? He will tell us what we are talking about, what the Lord has laid in his heart and everything that is good. Let me say this. Good evening and welcome to Intimate Moments, Moruti Ernest Hwadi.
Ntate Mashakeni, good evening to you too. And I also want to thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I'm also passing my regards and greetings to the family in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's it, my family. And I must say, Moruti Hwadi, it's nice to have you, particularly in our days and age where the word of God has to be taught, you know?
That's correct.
The body of Christ.
That's so important, Ntate Mashakeni, and we need to continue speaking the word of the Lord without even compromising. You know, today people will compromise the word, they will compromise the truth. They speak the truth only when it suits them. But may the Lord God Almighty give us that grace so that we can continue to teach the oracles and the principles of God.
Because, Moruti Hwadi, the oracles and the principles of the word of God does not change.
They don't. Definitely they do not. You know, the Bible tells us and the Bible teaches us to say, you know, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain as is. The word of God, Ntate Mashakeni, we know that it is like the rain. It cannot rain and, you know, the ground does not become wet. Every time when it rains, we know that definitely, the ground it is going to be word. So the word of the Lord cannot come out of the mouth of the Lord, you know, and do not do what God had intended its word to do.
Moreover, broadly speaking, the book of 2 Timothy speaks to us about issues of life. These are times when the body of Christ must read, study, research and meditate on the living word of God. Remember the teachings and the doctrine of the Bible from now going forward is so real and it is truthful. Let us look closely at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and do a study about it as we kickstart our discussion, Murut.
Thank you so much, Ndate Mashakeni. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is a very powerful and sobering chapter. That's where we realize and see Paul's final letter to his apprentice. And when we talk about the apprentice, remember Timothy was trained by Paul, and Paul was writing to him, offering him both, you know, a prophetic warning and also a pastoral charge. And this is what we need today to say, as we groom younger pastors, as they also learn from us, we really need to give them what Paul was doing to Timothy, a pastoral charge. Now, this is very important, because if you are not charged into the ministry, you may end up doing what you want to do. But in chapter 3 in totality, especially we see, you know, the relevancy of ministry that Timothy was involved in. And we also see another aspect where Paul was advising him to do counseling in respect of, you know, morally stormy times. And when I say morally stormy times, I'm referring to what is happening today, because people today are no longer living right. They are preaching right message, but they behave otherwise. Now, the whole chapter, chapter 3, Paul talks about the perilous times. He talks about, you know, the dangerous times. He's talking about the moral decay. And also, he's addressing Timothy about enduring the power of Scripture. So he is simply advising Timothy to say, Timothy, inasmuch there are challenges, there are, you know, dangerous times that are approaching, where people, you know, they no longer live right and they no longer fear God. But he says to him, you need to endure in the power of Scripture. Mm. You need to focus more on what God is saying to us in regards to the Scripture.
Moreover, it answers the question, Maruti, why Scripture reading is so important. Talk to me.
Yes, that's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. Scripture reading is very, very much important for us. And the reason I'm saying it is important, it gives us the spiritual nourishment, you know, when we talk about the renewal. This is where we realize that Scripture actually, it is food to us. We really need to eat at the end of the day. In fact, we know that there are people who eat, you know, some they will eat twice a day, some once a day, some three times a day. But as we come to the understanding of the Scripture, we also need to do the same. We need to read the Scripture every single day. If it is possible, let it be three times a day. Let's engage ourselves in reading, you know, the Scripture or so. That's why, you know, when we normally talk about the reading of the Scripture, I can refer you to the book of Romans chapter 12, and maybe we can look at verse number 2 there, Ntate Mashakeni. It tells us to say, we should not be conformed to this world, but continually be transformed by the renewing of your minds. You know, that's why I spoke about the spiritual nourishment, and also I touched on the issue of the renewal. And chapter 12, verse number 2, it confirms to say we need to have our minds renewed. Mm. And of course, Ndate Mashakeni, when you look at Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, you know, Jesus there was talking about a human being, a man. And it says, man shall not live by bread alone. Mm. You know, this shows that spiritual nourishment is very vital for us as children of God. Now, reading the Word of God, reading the Scripture, It is so important in our lives, daily so, because we are children of God. And for us to be able to be nourished spiritually, mm-hmm. we really need to feed on, you know, Scripture. If we don't feed on Scripture, we are malnourished, and that becomes a challenge.
Pastor Ernest Swart in the studio, my family, we are answering this question, why reading of the Scriptures? And of course, I'm glad that he's answering that broadly, looking at the word of the living God. Go ahead, servant of the Lord, reading of the Scriptures to us.
Now, it is so vital that we read the Scripture as children of God. And I want to encourage us, you know, our brothers and sisters, to say, let us not take this lightly. Let us take it seriously with that understanding to say, spiritually, we are being nourished. We are able to grow. You know, our minds become renewed. We understand God better when we read Scripture. We hear God better when we read Scripture. Another important factor that I can send here, Dr. Mashakeni, the importance of reading Scripture guides us, or it provides guidance and wisdom to us. Everybody needs to be guided. We really need to be guided in the walk with Christ. As we walk in this path of Christianity, in this journey, don't just walk without the Word of God guiding you. The Word of God is so powerful that it is able to, you know, provide guidance. And not only guidance, remember we also spoke about wisdom. And we are saying the Bible, you know, the Scripture, provides wisdom, and that we can find in the book of Psalms. I don't know if you have it there with you, Dr. Mashakeni. Psalm chapter 119. Then we can check if verse number 105 saying, because I know that it offers clarity even in decision making. Remember, we touch on the aspect of the wisdom. You know, God gives us guidance from the Scripture. He also gives us wisdom.
We are answering the question, my family, why reading of Scriptures so vital? And I must say that this is well said, well spoken. We need the guidance. We need the wisdom. Psalm 119, my family, we are reading in verse 105, the servant of the Lord said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
That's so profound, Dr. Mashakeni. Now, understanding that passage of Scripture, it is telling us that God's word is a lamp to our feet. Now, because it is a lamp to our feet, when you walk, you must see. You must walk in the light. You must be able to see the path. Unless, you know, if you walk in a dark space, it is indeed going to be very difficult for you to see the path.
We continue with the conversation, but I must say that the first segment, our introduction, absolutely powerful, because we have answered why should we read Scriptures. We're looking forward for more with regards to the living Word of God.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, we're moving forward on Intimate Moments, and I must say that We are surrounded with so much grace tonight. We read earlier on Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And of course, Moruti spoke about wisdom. We spoke about clarity that we need basically to be guided. We see that the word of the Lord is likened like a hammer. Talk to me.
Oh, yes. Actually, that is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse number 29. Ntate Mashakeni. You know, the Bible tells us to say, The word of the Lord is likened to a hammer. And I want to read that passage of scripture. It says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Now, this is a metaphor that reveals the powerful word of God, the word of God that is able to penetrate and transform and also nurture, you know, us. You are able to see that when the word of God is being likened to a hammer, we know the work of the hammer. The hammer is able to break, the hammer breaks things into pieces. That's how Jeremiah, God has, you know, revealed this to Jeremiah. And he sees the word of God likened with a hammer. Now, this should tell us, should tell us as children of God to say the word of God is so powerful. And because it is so powerful, it is also transformative in nature. The word of God is so powerful that when it is supposed to destroy things in our lives, it will definitely, you know, destroy the sin in our lives. There is no sin that is strong to the extent that it can stand for the word of God. No, the word of God is so powerful to can destroy and put every work of the enemy into pieces in our lives. We are very hopeful. We know that because we are serving the mighty God, the word of God as a hammer breaks hardness of heart. Just as a hammer shatters the stone, we know that God's word can break, you know, through spiritual stubbornness, talking about pride, we're talking about resistance. You know, the word of the Lord is able to confront sin and also dismantle and defend. The word of the Lord is able to, you know, to create something great after destroying every work that doesn't yield any fruit in us. The powerful word of God destroys even false wood. And in this context of Jeremiah, we understand that Jeremiah is rebuking false prophets here.
Mm-hmm.
People who were speaking lies, people who were offering, you know, the children of God false comfort and so on. And he was reminding them to say in verse number 29, he was saying, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Now, this shows how powerful the word of the Lord is in our lives.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord tonight on Intimate Moments Radio Pulpit. Many a times, servant of the Lord, when the word is preached, you see us who believe crying to the Lord, saying, amen, amen, you have spoken. And the person who is crying is not the outside man, is the inner man who connects with the word, which is the light, who connect with the word, which is power inside of us, because it destroys all the things that are ungodly.
Yeah, that's so true, Dr. Mashakini. Everything that is not godly, it must be taken away from
absolutely.
Us. It must be destroyed. Mm. You know? Seeing that Jeremiah is the prophet and one who was called by the Lord to stand and preach and even to prophesy, he also, you know, articulates this word very, very well. And then he is simply saying, is not my word like fire. Now, when you read this, you are able to hear that already he is transmitting a direct message from the Lord to the people. And he says, declares the Lord. And he continues to say, like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Now, God's word to us is able to build us. In other words, the work or the purpose of the hammer is not only to destroy. The work of the hammer can also be able to shape us into what God wants us to be. You know, a hammer is not only destructive. A hammer is also constructive. It is constructive in a sense that if you want to combine, you know, the planks, you use the hammer and you use the nails. So because you want to construct something, that's why if you are a carpenter, you are going to use a hammer, not because you are destroying everything. No, a hammer is also constructive. Now, God's word tears down what is false, and again it builds up what is true. And this is what we need to understand as children of God, to say, inasmuch as sometimes we fall into various challenges and sins and so on, the hammer is there to can destroy what is needed in that particular, you know, life. And also the hammer is needed to do what? To can build something very great in a particular life. Now, we are using the word of the Lord as, you know, the hammer that destroys every false thing that doesn't have to be there in our lives.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You hear the Lord Jesus, Maruj, just to add on that.
Yes.
He was speaking to the Jews that believed on him during that time. He says, if you really continue, you guys, in my word, you just continue, you know, in my word, you are really my disciples indeed. You guys will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
Go ahead, Maruti.
You know, when you say, mentioning that passage of scripture to say, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know, let me just add to say, the very hammer that we are talking about, it shapes the character. And you are saying, as you quote the passage of scripture, to say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Shall set you free. And in this instance, the hammer of God, which is the word of God, shapes us. After knowing the truth must shape you. The truth must align you. The truth must put you in the right path. Now, the work of the hammer, again, Ntate Mashakeni, it chisels away sin. You know, it will chisel away sin, and it will form a Christ-like, or the likeness of Christ in our lives. That's why the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And because we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the one who is chiseling away sin in our lives. And again, he is shaping a good character, a Christ-like character in the form of Christ, the likeness of Christ in us. Therefore, it is so much important for us to use the scripture and to allow scripture to channel us, to allow scripture to work, you know, in us, to allow scripture to build a Christ-like you know, attitude in our lives.
Love it, my family. Tonight we are studying the Bible broadly, and I must say that we are basically saying to the Lord, "Bulabula Shikwembu," whenever we read your word, speak to each one of us. Now, our ministry will be effective when children of God go back into researching the word for themselves. You spoke about reading and eating twice or thrice before. So it is our responsibility to read. Because you cannot understand God and connect well, Tate Moruti Kwadi and the family, without reading his word, which is like a hammer.
Yeah.
Hammer that breaks. And I'm glad that you're explaining the hammer very well. Why reading daily so important again and again?
You know, reading, remember the word of God is, you know, God's word that communicates with us. Or rather, let me put it like this, to say scripture. Scripture is the word of God, and the word of God communicates with us. And for us to be in the same understanding with God, in the same path with God, we really need to hear God speak to us. We cannot have the same understanding if we don't daily read the word.
Moreover, we are going to look at this young man who did not let the word of God fall down, because you think we need to read daily. We see Samuel, the young man, when God spoke to him, Mfundisi, he did not let the word of God fall down. He took it very seriously. My family, Pastor Enes Wadi, tonight.
Masim to me is a hot conge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siya tandaza, siya tumisa, sikya ilizwi no bungina ku Kristu. Let's praise him. Ku Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.